Ed Sheeran's Eyes Closed. You're on Spin, 22 minutes after 8. Hello there.
Hey, good morning. What's going on? All right, last Thursday, producer Callum was having a little bit of a tough morning and I started slagging him because I said, a tough morning, you don't know what a tough morning is. I feel like I could make your worst day ever because producer Callum is such a specific person. I feel that I could make his day miserable so easily. Now, I wouldn't do that, but I just started describing things that could happen to him and each one he got a little bit more sad and a little bit more like, oh God.
And a little bit more anxious. Oh,
God. Yeah. And after all these lists of things that could happen to him, Callum was not happy at all. No. He was like, God, that really would be the worst day ever. So we decided Thursday is now the worst day ever for each other for the next couple of weeks. So I did Callum's last week. Emma, you're going to do mine this week. So you think you know my worst possible day ever.
I really do.
So like for things for like Callum. So say, for example, I said Callum comes into work and Jamie and Faye were in the studio the night before and they've messed it up completely.
There's
the chairs are
everywhere.
There's confetti everywhere. The microphones are broken. And then Dave and Emma are late.
Yeah. And they talk too much.
Dave has to leave early to get a haircut.
And then you also mentioned that our work experience kid is in and they've no interest in radio.
Yeah. These are Callum's worst nightmares. Yeah, okay. So I'm curious as to how you're going to get on. I feel like I'm going to ace it. I feel like I'm just going to like... easy. Not a bother of a day.
We'll see how we go. Let's kick this off. This is my idea of David Hammond's worst day ever. He wakes up in the morning after a horrible night's sleep. That dripping from the neighbour's gutters woke him 3 times.
Oh my God, how do you know about the dripping from the neighbour's gutters? It drives me insane.
He notices a pillow thrown awkwardly across his bed. He only does that when he needs to remind himself of something before work, but, oh, he can't remember.
These are so specific things to me that I think I've mentioned once on the show in 4 years. I don't know how you remember this.
He rushes downstairs to heat up the car, but it's miles out. What a waste of journey.
Yeah. Oh, God, that would drive me insane.
He sits in the car and something's off. He definitely didn't park his car this close to the house. It's about 2 foot too close, like kind of diagonal. Another housemate prank, he thinks, as he glances down at his Daniel O'Donnell car mat. Those messers. Leaving for work now, and the Leckie gate is stuck halfway. It's just too early to be pushing. Off to work now, and so many taxis. Why do they drive so slow?
I'm having heart palpitations. This is awful. And we're not even to work yet.
He arrives into the office and Emma's there before him. Weird.
That would drive me insane. You have no idea.
She's always in after him. He's thrown. To make matters worse. Oh, this isn't my chair.
Oh my God. You evil person.
He tries to explain to Callum that the back support on his one is much better. And he spends the next 40 minutes searching the office for his chair. What a disaster, he thinks. It's girly quiz day and it's all too much already. His phone a female got his first question wrong and Emma's looking way too smug.
Aww.
A tantrum ensues and Ian calls him.
I'm a pathetic little man.
A pathetic little man like you.
I'm a pathetic little man.
And he gets called a pathetic little man again.
Good, always have good to have Ian on there, yeah.
Time to leave work now. At least he's seeing his beautiful girlfriend Pippa later. Mm. Suddenly, his housemate Snapchat group kicks off. Not only is he being told to cut the grass today, but they're all going out for drinks later and housemate Linda's mother is coming up from Galway. Damn it! Already committed to a chill night with Pippa. This is all too stressful.
Story of my life.
A chicken fillet roll in the belly now. That'll sort things short term. And off to the gym. Oh my God, look, it's Emma's mate, Emer. He makes eye contact, gives a wink to say hello, and realizes it's not her.
Oh no.
Oh God, random girl in the gym thinks he's a creep. He never looks at girls in the gym. He feels he must apologize. He walks to the girl, interrupts her mid-squat, and profusely apologizes, insisting, I am not a creep. When she gives him side-eye, he realizes he's somehow managed to make things worse. Ugh. Off for a nap now. Oh, those bloody builders are at it again. Oh, here's Callum. What does he want at this hour of the day? Oh, he's summoning him back to work now for an interview with a secret celebrity.
Oh, for God's sake.
What a joke, he thinks. This better be worth it. He gets to work, storms in the studio, and there to greet him with a smiling face is Gavin James with his guitar. Oh, oh, good Lord, he thinks. Could this day get any worse? He can't find his office chair. Pippa is mad at him because he's chosen his housemate Linda's ma over her for the second time in a week. A girl in the gym thinks he's a creep. He didn't nap. He's had 2 tantrums. He's and cutting the grass spoiled his Air Max.
Oh my God.
He goes to use the air fryer, but it's filthy. He sends a stinker of a message in the housemate group chat, but soon realises it was him who didn't clean it yesterday. Off to the pub now. Someone's in his favourite seat and first the telly. And United are losing to Leeds. To make matters worse, Emma is here with her boyfriend Jack. How weird seeing her in his local. And her excitable boyfriend is a Leeds supporter. Oh, look. Here we go. A text from the parents, Grania and Don. Ski trip dates for 2027.
Woo!
Lovely. At the bottom of the message is the worst news of all. All three children must pay their own way for flights and accommodation. And what's booked is a two-bed, so he has to share a room with both siblings. This is the worst day ever.
That was like you were in my head. I didn't think you were going to know me that well. That is so impressive. I hated that.
Good.
Wow.
I'm glad. What's your favourite bit when you came back into work and Gavin James was waiting for you?
Oh my God.
He still has the girly quiz ahead of him. Oh. Here's Tyler, Chanel. This is Spin. On it, on
it, on it. Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.